Hi, this is Jeff Brandler. Welcome to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. For the longest time, we lived our daily life. We didn't consider anything else. It was our normal. This was our planet. We did the following things. We traveled. We ate at restaurants. We attended concerts and sporting events. We went to museums, exhibits. We did other inside activities. We were spontaneous and we planned. We went to our houses of worship. Kids went to schools, parks, and playgrounds. Gyms, yoga studios, places of massage were our leisure and relaxation. We had physical connections with people. We had outings, parties, get-together, weddings, and other family-oriented events. We also endured traffic and stress. We were on the go all the time. Kids did multiple activities. There was no family time. Rarely was there a family dinner. We were comfortable eating on the run. We lived this lifestyle for our entire lives. This was our normal. One night, we went to sleep. And then we woke up and found that the life that we knew was gone. Somehow, we were magically transported to another planet while we were sleeping. Now our life consisted of wearing masks, wearing gloves, constantly cleaning, hand washing, washing down food, washing down car handles, doorknobs, and any place that a virus could stick to, having isolation, emptiness, and boredom, living with a lack of leisure with no activities to do, watching Netflix and other TV shows endlessly, having anger, frustration, and fear, having shortages of food, paper products, cleaning supply, even sporting goods. Kids didn't go to school. Parents were the new teachers. Everything is now done online. School, therapy, medical appointments. Getting groceries delivered or risking long, strange, one-way-only grocery lines were now the new norm. Having curbside takeout, having car parades for birthdays, having lots of family time, which could be good or bad, having family dinners, and certainly no traffic whenever you go out. We've left the original planet. We've survived our lockdown planet. Now what? As we move to perhaps a new planet, the third of its kind, how do we handle this? Some people were happy in lockdown. The rules were very simple. You didn't do anything. Others couldn't wait to get out and experience life again. When a person grieves a loss of a loved one, they gradually get on their feet. They try out new behaviors to see what seems right for them. They have their good days, and they have their bad days. They have a heightened self-awareness of what feels right, and what feels bad, and what feels painful. In our new planet, we too are emerging from grief. We need to test out new behaviors. We need to see what feels right and what feels too risky. Everyone has their own sense of what is too risky. As our nation opens up back to its previous normal, we can now eat outside, some places even inside. Some houses of worship are opening. Haircutting, tattooing, massaging are now opening. Our new planet is opening before our eyes. Some people feel it's too soon. Others are out and about like COVID doesn't exist. No masks, no social distance. It's party time. Recent articles have given lots of suggestions for how much exposure a person should have, how much risk a person should take, and how to expand your social circles. Emotionally, we need to ride the wave. There are five suggestions that we can work on. Number one, expect good days and bad days. Some days will feel secure and better. Others will have increasing fear and uncertainty. Two, understand that we can only control what we can do. We cannot be the COVID police for all the people out there. Number three, pay attention to your risk barometer. Listen to your heart and to your gut. If everyone is doing something and it doesn't feel right, then don't do it. This is not middle school. This is life. Number four, assess your safe people in order to enlarge your circles. We need to live, but we need to do it with safety. Number five, use all the precautions that we used before. Minimize the news. Minimize those Facebook and other social media discussions that are really not discussions. They are full of anger, hate, and fear. Ignore those. Get outside. Take in the sun. Our world keeps turning. The planets are in orbit. We're moving in some strange directions. We don't know what the future looks like. We probably don't even know what tomorrow looks like. But we can handle this new emerging planet. We have handled the worst. We will handle this part too. Stay tuned. This is one bumpy ride through the planets. If you weren't a fan of change before, you are probably not now either. But remember, change is not only possible, it is and always will be inevitable. If you have any questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, the easiest way is to contact me at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. We'll be back with some more bits soon.